This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, the council's public health team has identified its top priorities to help both adults and children over the next few years. Here's Richard Webb, who's Corporate Director for Health and Adult Services, to tell us what they are.
So it's now 4 years since public health joined North Yorkshire County Council, and I think we've built up the service from scratch, and we're doing some really good things right across the county. We're looking ahead at our priorities for the next few years, and we've chosen four things particularly to focus on, which are going to be particularly making sure that children are school ready, so prepared and able to learn. Secondly, about ageing and active ageing and healthier ageing. Thirdly, we're going to look at some issues around workplace health, because that can be a big issue for employers, for businesses. How do you keep your workforce healthy? How can you reduce sickness at work? And then the next one is about primary care, so particularly how we work with primary care to promote healthy messages. And I guess right across that is something about mental health. You know, big issue. One in four of us will have a mental health issue at some point in our lives. So that's what we're working on at the moment. And one way we're doing that is by something called Making Every Contact Count, which is training people not only in the public sector but in voluntary organisations to, you know, promote healthy messages about diet, about smoking, drinking, that kind of stuff. And we'll give people training to do that and help them do that in their role. That's some of the way in which we're looking at things around public health.
And with mental health, the difficulty with that is identifying what counts as a mental health problem. Some people, if they're just feeling a bit down, they might just think, oh, I am just a bit down, but it may be something more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that can, it's a big continuum between sort of, you know, feeling stressed, and we all, how often do we all overuse that term or use that term, to having a, you know, a very serious mental illness, you know, schizophrenia or something similar. So one of the issues we're looking at in particular is how we try and reduce suicide. So suicide, often a high cause of death, particularly amongst young men. Actually, the average age is in mid-40s. So actually, how do we particularly reach people who are at risk of suicide? So we're planning some campaigns and some awareness about that particular issue. And when we've done that so far, it's amazing how many people come forward and tell you about their experience of losing a loved one and actually what they've learned from that. So we want to try and break the taboo about issues like suicide and mental health and get people talking about it and helping each other.
Because there are lots of organisations already. Dementia Forward is one that springs to mind. They're doing a lot of work to tackle the stigma surrounding dementia. It's just getting people talking more, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some great work. Both Dementia Forward and Making Space are doing great work locally here. We've actually just launched with the voluntary sector and with the NHS a dementia strategy. And that's on the North Yorkshire website if people are interested in contributing to that. And it's called Bring Me Sunshine, because actually there is a message about living well with dementia. And it's not all completely negative. So that's one of the issues we're trying to get across. But absolutely about mental health. We need to talk about it more. We've done our best to try and protect funding for mental health. There's some great work by people like Harrogate Mind, who do drop-ins, a session called Open Mind. Really good stuff. Keen to publicise that.
And you mentioned the Bring Me Sunshine strategy. That was very much put together based on what people told you that they need and they want.
Yeah, one of the biggest things that people said was, see me as a person, not as a label. And although the dementia is important, it's not the only aspect of my life. And, you know, we often forget the stories and the whole lives that people with dementia have and, you know, what their lives were like before they had that diagnosis. So that's really important. But equally, some really practical stuff about support and services, you know, and how we could improve those.